Back in February, I had the pleasure of interviewing Xochitl Rodriguez and Cynthia Evans, the co-founders of the local Caldo Collective, an idea that funds art one dinner at a time. And I have an interesting update now. With me again is Xochitl Rodriguez, mm-hmm. along with Max Cannon and Dino Ortega. Welcome to all three of you.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you here. And I wanted to try to get everyone who participated in the first Caldo Collective Frijol Feast, but schedules just wouldn't permit it. So we have an important sampling here. It was just a lovely evening, Xochitl. Congratulations
on
that.
Thank you. We had a great time. Turnout was amazing. Support was amazing.
Well, let's for people who missed our earlier interview and need the Caldo Collective 3101, give us give us an overview again of the concept of the Caldo Collective and the Frijol Feast.
The Caldo Collective does two things. We're an artist-driven curatorial collective, and co-founders now being myself and Theron Nicholson and Joaquin Rodriguez, who is our cook. We attempt to provide microgrants to local artists living and working in El Paso. We promise a minimum of $500 through the Frijol Feast dinner experience. What that is a community-driven event where we ask a community member to host a dinner and invite as many people as they can to come and watch a group of pre-selected artists present on their ideas. They go through the presentations. They have a great time, right, guys? And once the presentations have finished, all of the audience members vote on their favorite idea, and whatever funds were collected at the door, rather whatever funds were donated at the door, are given to the artist who's selected. In this case, Max Cannon was our selected artist at our last event, and actually received, or we're waiting to give him, a $1,000 check. Total, we raised about $1,200.
That's fabulous for your first
event. Yeah, really, you know, that's more than 100% above and beyond what we thought we'd get, so it was phenomenal. It was a beautiful experience and so much good feedback. Good experiences for the artists, some of who had no experience talking in front of people.
Yeah,
and
I was frightened. I was
terrified.
Yeah.
You did beautifully.
Thank you. I don't even remember what I said half the time.
Oh, we rarely do. I don't remember what I say on this show half the time. But that's natural, and that's why this is so important. I was there that evening. It was a welcoming evening in a private garden. Delicious soup and homemade fresh bread. And the fare was simple and nourishing, and it was all about the art. And then there were four very different artists. Apparently, there had been some jurying ahead
Absolutely.
Of time. And who were your jurors for
the
that?
First one, the way we do it is the Caldo Collective generates one vote in the jury panel. So we sit together and select. And then we have two other guest jurors so that we don't account for the majority of the vote.
Okay.
In our first Frijol Feast, the jurors were Rochelle Thivas and Willie Ray Parrish.
Excellent. I mean, Rochelle Thivas and Willie Ray Parrish, you can't get better than that.
Yeah.
And they selected, of course, Max Cannon and Dino Ortega, muralist, painter, here with us today, and also sculptor Travis David Smith and Andrea Vasquez, a dancer and choreographer. The presentations were excellent. They came around and talked to us at the various tables, so we kind of got a feel for who you were and your enthusiasm for the projects. And then the vote came about. Now, how was the process for you, Dino? You're saying that this was a first as far as having to get up and talk in front of people?
Yeah, I've had to pitch ideas here and there, but not in, I guess, that large of a group.
Mm-hmm.
So you generally have to have everyone, like, I don't know, it's just that idea of, like, everybody focusing on you. And
yeah,
you just
we had 80
freeze
people.
Up and I'm not,
80 people was a very good turnout.
Yeah. I'm totally not used to that. I'm usually just, like I said, used to doing like maybe a one-on-one piece, trying to just give ideas to the person I have proposed to. But other than that,
well, then that's the nature of the arts too. Unless you are a performance artist, those things are excruciating, and yet they're so important.
They're so
really
valuable.
Important. You threw yourself on the sword that night, and you did very, very well. And Max, congratulations! You were selected.
Thank you.
Yay.
And tell us about your project, and I'll come back to Tino. I want to know also about your project. The work was extraordinary. I bounced around about how to vote, so you had good competition, but tell us about your project, Max.
Well, my project is basically like a multifaceted production, mainly dance works, but working with in collaboration with different El Paso artists. Mm-hmm. Right now, working with Chris Bevins from Glassbox.
Yes.
He's going to be sculpting some stuff for the kind of overall atmosphere for the project. And mm-hmm. then Karen Peters, she's a cellist, and she's going to be working with us on one of the works in the production, working back and forth with her through her music and our movement mm-hmm. vocabulary. And then the other person we'll be working with is Carlos Rubalcava, mm-hmm. and he is founder of Border Theater. They also work out of Glassbox, and he'll be doing a duet between one of the other dancers. So it'll be using like acting and spoken word mm-hmm. between
Beautiful.
Movement
yes.
Scores.
Now, you really incorporated a lot of our cutting edge performance talent in town. Mm. As far as your presentation at that evening, it was, if I recall correctly, you were kind of talking a dancer through her extemporaneous presentation and gave
beautiful.
Us a taste, yes, gave us a taste of the dynamics of dance that I think really excited people. Now, you are graduating from UTEP this month.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. You are right on the cusp of heading out. Are you going to stay in dance as a profession?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have plans at the end of June to move to New York City and
wow.
pursue dance as a
well,
career.
You're not going to start small, are you? You're going for broke.
No, I'm going right for it.
Well, I hope this
the
serves you
go.
Well.
Yeah.
I really do hope this serves you well.
Thank
and
you.
Now, Tino, as I walked into the event that evening on easels, I saw
like a rock
two
star.
Or three pieces there that blew me away. They were absolutely stunning pieces of work, and then as
you.
Part of your presentation, you had projections of some of your murals. I have no idea how to describe your style. I'm going to put that on you. How do you do that?
I would describe it as an interweaving section of lines, not only just interweaving lines, but also colors, where mm-hmm. it just brings focus to the portraits that they portray and the subjects that they're portraying.
It's portraiture, but done in I don't use the word unique lightly, but your style is that. Do you have a website, and what is your background?
I'm currently working on a website, so
okay.
A website's just totally out
I would
of the
love for people to
moment.
Be able to go Google you and find your images. You are part of an exhibition right now.
Yes, yes. The exhibition is called Soul City Rising at the International Museum of Art.
Montana and Brown.
Yes, it's located off Montana and Brown.
Excellent. Okay, I've got to quit asking you three questions at once.
No,
tell me about
okay.
your background. Where are you from?
I'm actually born and raised in El Paso. Mm-hmm. I did one of those things where I kept moving out and I kept moving back.
We so, got you, huh? The vortex kept bringing
you back. I
actually
was living up in Tacoma, Washington for a couple years.
Okay.
And that's where I grew more fond of the arts and started taking it seriously. And then
excellent.
When I moved back, I just tried to expose myself and everything that was happening in the art scene.
Are you self-taught or do you have a degree?
I'm self-taught.
Wow. Wow. That was
yeah.
stunning.
Yeah, I've drawn my whole life, but only really took painting seriously after I was like 21.
Wow. Now, one of my pet peeves with competitions is I hate for stunning people to feel like losers.
Oh, talk about that was the hardest part,
that
Monica.
Just
you know,
kills me.
At the end of the night, we had Stephen Pugh, who's the local artist himself, musician,
yes.
stand up and say, "Can't we give the money? Can't we split the pot and
yeah.
give everyone something?" And it was just one of those moments because, of course, such myself being who I am, I wanted to say yes, but then that wouldn't be fair because it
no,
wouldn't have been enough, you know.
Yeah. Do you feel like a loser?
No, no, not at all.
Oh,
no.
Please give us more. I need to be made to feel better.
No, I just saw it as a great opportunity. And yeah. Maybe sometimes your ideas would be something that somebody else would like to see.
Okay.
So sometimes you have to refine on that.
Yeah.
And you have to take even harsh criticism like that, like with a grain of salt.
You
so
know,
good for you.
You
yes.
can't take that stuff personally.
So much of the reason that we did this was because we did want to expose local artists to what it is to really be a professional artist,
mm-hmm.
and that involves
mm-hmm.
rejection, and it involves
big
it
time.
Involves the letdown, it involves, you know, in this case, they built up their presentations. Max, I'll be honest, worked so hard with me, and I mean, almost every day was in touch with me, and it showed.
You
definitely.
Bugged this woman mercilessly, didn't you?
Yeah, never done a thing like this before.
That was your first time also.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm usually a mover and not really a speaker.
And where does this win fit in with other accomplishments that you've experienced thus far?
I mean, I've always loved, like, creating, like, basically, like, with mm-hmm. dance and movement. I'm very interested in a lot of stuff like improvisation and being able to harness, like, that world of something completely different, something outside of, like, our normal movement vocabulary, I guess, mm-hmm. like walking or something like that. And I've always been interested in it. And I've been just constantly choreographing to build my experience, because I've only choreographed like 3 dances. And all 3 of them have gone somewhere. So that was exciting for me. And this was just huge. It was like, oh my gosh. And it actually shows, like, it's kind of crazy how, I guess, because it was something I didn't think, like, the community would necessarily, like,
be open to
because yes. dance isn't very, especially the dance spectrum that I'm on, is
dance
not.
Dance is hard to get yeah. an audience for. It can be yeah. very difficult because it's ephemeral.
Especially the non-entertainment yeah, so. Side of it. Yeah. Or not that it's not entertainment,
well,
but it's
part of it, though.
More experimental.
Yeah, conceptual.
Yes.
Yeah, and
yes.
conceptual.
Well, before we run out of time, I want to make sure to, now that we've whetted the appetite for what goes on at the Caldo Collective Frijol
yeah.
Feast.
It is tons of fun, too, I will
You
say.
Have another one coming up on June the 1st, which will be a Sunday, I believe.
Yes.
It is at the home of Marina Monsis-Weiss. And the way this works is, well, you tell us.
So we obviously can't make you all give us any kind of fixed amount, but we do ask for a minimum $15 donation, which goes directly into the pot.
For the artists,
yes.
And the address, how do we find out that? And what
well,
time
I can't
is
obviously
it?
Give the address publicly, but mm-hmm. if you're interested in coming to the dinner, we do invite anyone and everyone to send us an email. Let us know how you heard about us, and we're happy to give you the details on our events.
And obviously, that arrangement works. The way to contact them is to go to thecaldocollective.com or just email thecaldocollective@gmail.com. I want to thank my guests, co-founder Xochitl Rodriguez, along
thank
with
you.
Max Cannon, dancer choreography, and muralist painter Tino Ortega, two
thank
wonderful
you.
Budding talents in this town. And good luck with the next Frijol Feast,
thank
Sunday,
so
June
much.
The 1st. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for
thank
having
you.
Us.